Welcome to Empowered, Mind-Body Inspiration. The mind is the map to wholeness, wellness, health. The heart is the key to genius and inspiration. Join me and my guests as we explore how to release and rewire into who you truly are, unique, whole, and empowered. Please like, share, and subscribe. Spiral up, spiral out. Welcome, everyone. Today we have Tracy Whitted. Tracy is an energy healer, sacred conduit, and intuitive guide located in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tracy, I thought because you're such an expert in energy, I wanted to hear about your story, but I wanted you to explain the different energy bodies that are around us, our other anatomy.
Yeah, it's like our spiritual anatomy, if you will. And we have a physical body and we think it's really real, but apparently it isn't. You know, it's like energy moving really quickly through it. But in our physical body, we have a nervous system, an endocrine system, which are our ductless glands, like the thyroid, the adrenals, the pancreas. And then we have our chakra system, plus everything else. So we have our physical body. And right next to our physical body would be called the supraphysical body. And you can kind of imagine it kind of like a hologram that looks just like you, but it's just a little bit, I don't want to say thinner, but more transparent, more of a higher frequency. So like the colors of a rainbow, when you look at a rainbow, you can see the gyrations or the striations of the different colors. It's kind of like that with our body. So we have physical, we have superphysical. Then there's the astral body, which is like your emotional body where you hold all your feelings and things like that. And right next to that, the next layer is the causal body. And the causal body is where you would store all your cellular memories, any, you know, Akashic records, past life memories, if you believe in those kinds of things. It can even be memories from this lifetime. And then right next to that is the mental body. And the mental body obviously is where you think and where you have conclusions and judgments. That's where you hold that kind of energy. And next to the mental body is the etheric body. You can think of that as the higher mind. It's even more refined and a little higher perspective. And after that, the next one would be the soul body or the spirit body. So they're all looking just like you in the physical, but they are higher frequency, more transparent, and they hold different frequencies and energies. And each one of those bodies has a nervous system, an endocrine system, a chakra system. And what's sort of interesting is that we can have unconscious wounds and disconnects. And they kind of, to me, I imagine like graph paper all around us, like our matrix. And like, if we are charged about something positive or negative, we can attract energies towards us. And if it's, let's say it's a negative energy or a negative memory, I imagine it like a glob of energy that gets kind of lodged into the matrix, the graph paper around us, whether it's in our, I don't know, mental body, our causal body, and all of these things. So that's why it's really important to remain neutral. And when I say neutral, that's kind of like detached. It doesn't mean that you don't have compassion. It just means that you are not charged negative or positive so that you attract energies towards you, because I guess in all spiritual traditions, they talk about being detached and neutral and just loving all the time, like it just is. So that's just kind of, I'm kind of going off in a stream of consciousness there. So I'll stop in case you want to ask another question.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? Because mm-hmm. you could be charged by a memory from a past lifetime or even an ancestral memory, and then you could attract things in this lifetime that you wouldn't necessarily want to. So to be aware of that and to go neutral is very important, isn't it?
Yeah. And the question is, how do you go to neutral? Exactly. Well, the way that I go to neutral, even when I'm doing a session with someone, if I start getting like anxious, like, oh, I really want this for this person, let's make this happen kind of a thing, I realize that I'm out of neutral. And so what I do is I breathe in and out of my heart chakra. And it's almost like I breathe in and I imagine spirit is exhaling and I'm breathing in spirit. And then when I exhale, I imagine spirit is inhaling. So it kind of like reconnects me to the higher frequencies, to spirit, to soul. And then I send my energy down through my inside of my body from my heart all the way through the chakra system and out the root. And I imagine that beam of light connecting to the center of the earth. So I'm fully grounded. I'm fully embodied. And then I have that energy, once it's connected, come all the way up that pillar of light. It's called your Laoesh. It goes up through the root, all the way through the chakras, through the heart, and then out the crown. And you connect that beautiful beam of light into that ocean of love above you. And so a quick mantra that I use after I've visualized this so many times is like, ground up, return to neutral. So in my mind's eye, I am imagining doing that, breathing in and out of the heart chakra, sending my energy down to the center of the earth. So I'm grounded. And then I come all the way back up through my body, out the crown, and I connect to source above. And then I return down that pillar of light into my heart. So that's what I mean by ground up, return to neutral. And that's how I do it, but I've been practicing it for quite a while. But it's a good spiritual exercise for anyone to try when you find yourself feeling a little bit imbalanced or a little bit hyper about something or mad about something. You can just like stop, take a sacred pause, and just kind of rebalance yourself. That's what it's all about, is self-responsibility for maintaining our own energies and our own spiritual outlook on life. And obviously, if we have a soul perspective, then we're seeing the whole picture and we're not just looking through our myopic physical eyes. We can actually kind of glean more information by being in the neutral space. You know, I think Buddha called it the middle way. It's just in lots of spiritual practices, but it's just being neutral and not charged physically, you know, in any way, positive or negative. So I hope that helps.
That's brilliant. And so I wanted you to go through the chakras too, in case somebody isn't aware of them. And how are they, like, because they're more part of our body, are they connected to all these different energetic bodies as well?
Yes, they're in each and every body. So what I imagine is that we have our brain and our spinal column, our spinal cord, and that's our central nervous system. But then off of the brain and the spinal cord are our peripheral nerves, and that's our nervous system that goes out to our fingertips and our toes and all of that. And I find that, you know, our brain, it's all one thing, but they are separate at the same time. So you've got your nervous system is connected to the endocrine system. So, you know, in the center of your brain, you've got your pituitary, the pineal gland, and the master gland, the pituitary, sends messages. The endocrine system is all about the hormones and our chemical messengers. They're constantly communicating inside our body, that innate intelligence that is there. And so as you have your nervous system communicating with the endocrine system, which has the hormones, and they're communicating, hey, raise the heart rate, lower the heart rate, you know, all of those kinds of things. And then what's also connected to the ductless glands or the endocrine system is the chakra system. And the chakra system is also aligned with our spinal column, right? So our tailbone would be where the root chakra is. And it's all about survival and physical and safety and that. And that's usually associated with the color red, like the rainbow. And then you move up a little bit, just below your belly button, you have your sacral chakra, and that's typically orange. And that's your creativity, your sexuality, your creativity, all of that. And then you can move up and into the solar plexus. I think people have probably felt like a pit in their stomach, or they just feel that. That's like where all the nerve plexes, they all come together. But your solar plexus chakra is usually yellow, and it's about your will and your self-confidence and things like that. So those are like the lower bodies, if you will. Then as you come up into the heart chakra, which is between the breastbone, like in between the nipples, is usually green. And that's love and compassion and that kind of a thing. And what's interesting about the chakra system is you have energies that kind of come out like a funnel. They go out the front as well as the back. And they can get imploded and things like that. Like if you have a trauma, you're like, ah! You know, you hold your breath, you have fear, whatever, you have an experience that I call it like a megaphone, that funnel can kind of like get pushed in energetically. And so you just want to return everything to their right place. But to continue on, you have your heart chakra, which when you feel love and compassion, and then you rise up further into like where the thyroid gland is in your throat. And that's usually associated with blue, and that's your will and your choices and things like that. And you go up a little further into the center of your brain. That's the spiritual eye. And that is your, you know, your pineal gland, your pituitary. That's the section where you're kind of connected with the divine. You can almost see 360 all the way around you. And I believe that's usually around a violet color. And all these colors kind of vary with different traditions, but that's what I usually see. And then going up out the top of your head, like that soft spot that a baby has, that's like your crown chakra above your head, just like you see halos depicted and on iconic figures in history and such. That's your crown chakra. And that's where you are connected to the divine. And you can call it source, God, divine, whatever you want to call it, co-creation. And I think that the most beautiful gift that we can give ourselves is to use our creative, playful imagination, which is actually really real. And you can visualize, if you can visualize, great. You know, it's like this column of light that goes all through the center of your body and connects up into above your head into source. And let's just call it an ocean of love and mercy, if you will. And then it comes all the way down through your body and connects out your tailbone, out between your legs, through your feet, into the center of the earth. And so then what happens is you, the divine human being, becomes the heaven on earth. You are as above, so below. You're fully connected. And when you breathe in and out of your heart, you kind of get into that neutral space. And that's a really divine place to be and to see the world that way, because really all we have control over is ourself and how we look at life and how we experience it. So I hope that helps as far as the divine anatomy on the inside. And I mentioned those three systems that replicate themselves in each and every one of those bodies that I mentioned, and energies that are stuck in the past, if they're it's a trauma, or it could be conscious, unconscious, all of that. And sometimes we inherit energies like in our DNA and our subconscious mind through our family line, lineage. I mean, our DNA, I think we use 4%, 10% at the most. And so what's going on in all that other invisible parts, you know, just like with our brain. And so I think this is where we get into the invisible realms that actually exist, whether we can see them or not. But when you practice and you go into center, into your heart space and return to neutral, you can tap into those energies. And when we have trauma or a wound or a, you know, you fall down, you have an accident, abuse, any of these kinds of things, it kind of reminds me of that blob of energy. And that's the technical term that gets stuck in our system and we don't know it. And so, you know, how we're all trying to be present and be in the present moment and just be fully present and communicate and be with someone. How do we know if there's like an invisible operating system operating in the background in one of our bodies that had pain or trauma or whatever? And when we clear out those wounds and those disconnects, the whole idea is to return to wholeness. So we have full access to all the energy that is in the universe. And we always forget that the universe has got our back. The universe is always here to support us. And it's a co-creative process. And so as we become in relationship with the universe or the energy all around us, our family, our homes, all of this, our city, our world, our country, that we become more whole as we do our homework and clean up our, I don't know, some people might call it transgressions from certain religious backgrounds, or you can call it where a misperception. And when you just take a sacred pause and you go within and you breathe and you just ask questions in an open-ended fashion, like not like yes and no, but you can ask those things and get answers, but just keep practicing asking questions and you will be shown the answer. And the biggest trick for me was to trust what I was hearing and seeing and receiving. And then lo and behold, it's usually 100% correct. So my whole message is like, you know, trust yourself. You got this. That's really the truth. We do have this. And it's so much easier when we're with like-minded people that can help us see the truth, and it's our own inner truth. And consciousness is constantly expanding. And if we have like a little scab or a wound, it's okay to clean it up with light and sound. And we can talk more about that in a second.
Beautiful. Well, it's so important, like you say, if we can stay in this neutral state and balanced, then we are more connected to these whispers, which come from, you know, source or our higher self or, you know, so.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's so important. And we can get the answers on how to clear some of this stuff that we all come in with, right? It's like,
yeah.
It's pretty hard for a human not to have some. And so go through your balance one more time, because now that you've talked about the connection to Earth, which is important, right? Because we're human and we're born on this planet. So we need to be grounded and connected to the Earth as well as connected to Source. So, you know, I just think it was brilliant, and I wanted you to go through it one more time.
You bet. So this is what I do in the morning. I contemplate or meditate every morning, and I sit down, and some people like to lie down, but if I sit, my spine is erect, and I just take some slow, deep breaths, you know, in through my nostrils and out through my mouth, let's say 3 times, slowly breathe in through your nose and then exhale out your mouth like you're blowing out a candle. And you can kind of take 3 slow, deep breaths doing that. And then you just kind of center your awareness. What I do is I go into the middle of my head, like in like where your ears and the top of your head and your neck, they all intersect on the inside. I kind of go deep within my brain. And this is in our book that we wrote, The Magi Within. You kind of go back towards the back of your head with your awareness and down about 2 inches. So I don't know specifically if that's going into the amygdala area of the brain, but it's just a feeling. You go into the very center of your head after you've breathed, and then you can just kind of like settle back in, almost like your eyes are like hammocks, and they just settle back into the brain. And that energy comes down like a couple inches from the center of your head. And what happens for me is I actually have my physical heart get activated. I actually feel my heart. And this is a real sacred chamber, a real sacred place to be. And then you can draw your awareness and your attention to your heart chakra. And you breathe in and out of your heart chakra as if it were your lungs. So in the front of my heart chakra through that funnel, and in the back of my heart chakra that's connected to the spine, I breathe in and I breathe into my heart, and then I exhale out of my heart. And I imagine myself connecting to Source, because everything is relationship. And so when I'm breathing in, Source is exhaling. And when I'm breathing out, Source is inhaling. So it's just a nice visual to connect to your divine self, your source, your creator, however you look at that. It doesn't matter what your belief system is. It's just a matter of embodying spirit, soul within your being. And I believe that's through the breath. And so now that you've centered and you've breathed and you're breathing in and out of your heart chakra, you can imagine a beautiful ball of light in the center of your heart chakra. Let's say it's a beautiful, almost white lightning color, and it's about 1 inch in diameter. And you can open up the bottom of that beautiful ball of light in your heart chakra and send that beam of light down through your solar plexus, down through your sacral chakra, like a couple inches below your belly button, and then out your root chakra between your legs. And that beautiful flashlight, that ray of light, is going down through past your knees, past your ankles. And then you go through something called the earth chakra, and you go through that and you keep going. And I mean, I think it's like 4,000 miles to the center of the earth. And I always imagine my light ray, my light beam wrapping around a crystal or a piece of iron ore, or I just merge into the molten. And I just feel that like I'm a kite and my tail is just connected to the earth. Some people imagine that their feet are on top of the planet. It's however you playfully do this. And once you feel that connection to the center of the earth, your awareness can come up that beautiful Laowesh, that pillar of light. It comes all the way up through the earth chakra, through your root chakra, your solar plexus chakra, your sacral chakra, your solar plexus, and back into the heart. And sometimes I like to just expand my heart wide, like I'm almost 3 feet in diameter. So that whole pillar of light kind of just expands, you know, larger than my body, and it's still connected to the earth. And then I rise and I continue up in my awareness through my throat. And then I come up through my spiritual eye in the center of my head. And then I come up and out my crown, and I keep going up, 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 and I go through the soul star, and I keep going past that. And I imagine it just going into this beautiful ocean of energy, of love and mercy, where I feel I am connected to divine source, creator. And so I'm fully connected down below as above. And I allow my awareness, staying still connected in both places, to come down the pillar of light through my crown chakra, spiritual eye, throat chakra, and into my heart space. And then I just keep expanding, much bigger than the room I'm in, bigger than my house or apartment, bigger than the city or town that I live in, bigger than the state. And in your mind's eye, you can actually imagine your eyes looking over the horizon and just continuing to expand, expand, expand. And what we're doing is we are becoming who we truly are. In our mind's eye, we're remembering who we truly are, this absolute infinite being of light, where it's almost formless, but yet we still have a physical body here connected on the earth. And we just keep expanding, biggest the United States, biggest the whole planet. Now we're off planet, looking back at the planet. And we just have all this love and gratitude in our heart space, and keeping that expanded viewpoint, we're still connected as above, so below, and we return to our heart space. And that's usually when the transmosis healing session begins. We call in your guides of 100% pure divine light. It's really important to call in 100% pure divine light. And then we ask for your highest and greatest good to be done for yourself and for all concerned. Because it's all one thing, it's all wholeness. And then I call in my guides of 100% pure divine light. And I ask that I be a pure divine vessel of truth, wisdom, and healing love for your highest and greatest good for yourself and for all concerned. And then I invite us all to place our egos and personalities outside of this consecrated space so that we can both be as close as possible to pure divine consciousness, to our essence, to soul, to who we really are. Because as we have this higher perspective, we see things clearer. And then for me, I ask, you know, show me what needs to be cleaned up or whatever, and what's going on. So if there's an issue in your life, you know, if it feels something painful or traumatic, that could be in your astral body. And you can just call up your astral body and say, show me what you need. And I just kind of get impressions, and I see like, oh, the nervous system is a little bit darker, you know, from the shoulders up. So we're going to call in violet light. We call in the violet consuming flame to help our nervous system clean up in our astral body. So we call in the violet consuming flame. Please clean, clear, cleanse, heal, harmonize, and balance on all levels, layers, timelines, and dimensions. Eject any negative objects. Reverse any and all shearings. Reverse any and all negative thought forms. Scramble, neutralize, and dissolve all negative holographic feeling pictures. Scramble, neutralize, and dissolve all negative holographic cellular memories. Scramble, neutralize, and dissolve all negative beliefs and statements. Clean, clear, cleanse, heal, harmonize, and balance us on all levels, layers, timelines, and dimensions. And then I kind of get the impression that everything's kind of like looking violet, you know, the inside. If I was imagining an anatomical drawing of the nervous system, for example, And remember that astral body looks just like you. So we're just looking on the inside of it into these inner realms. And you know how the nervous, well, how the universe likes a vacuum, it's going to fill it. We just cleared out all this stuff that we no longer need, that's no longer serving us. So now what we do is we heal and seal with liquid golden light, and we activate upward spirals, and we reverse any and all implosions and contractions. And then we anchor and hold with divine protection of golden white light, of truth, wisdom, and healing love, for our highest and greatest good, for ourselves and for all concerned. Because you see, if you give the soul what it needs, healing occurs. So before you return, quote unquote, to the rest of your bodies, to the physical body, we just ask, we say, hey, nervous system of the astral body, is there anything else you need? And I get a no, I muscle test and I got a no. So I'm going to say, okay, please come through the rainbow light waterfall and return to present time and just clean, clear, cleanse, heal, harmonize, and balance, and return you to present time. Restore, reset, regenerate, recalibrate, and integrate on all levels, layers, timelines, and dimensions. And then please return home. And I kind of imagine the person, the recipient, all of us laying on an altar or a bodywork table. And it's almost like Sleeping Beauty or something. It's like the layer of our holographic astral body just kind of like lays on top and gets absorbed into all of them. Restore, reset, regenerate, recalibrate, and integrate now. And then, of course, that would be one sequence and one protocol. And hopefully that will serve everybody, because who isn't kind of stressed out these days with our nervous system and our emotions and everything? So I guess that's a little taster. Wasn't knowing I was going to do that, but there you go.
It was really beautiful. Thank you so much. Very powerful. Do you do that every day?
Yes, I clean myself every day. I clear myself and I just ask, and I might not have 20 minutes or 40 minutes. I might only have five, but I think that the speed of light is pretty quick. So even though I'm saying the words or thinking the words, you can make up your own words as long as you're in neutral. You know, you're working with your guides of 100% pure divine light, and you will be guided as to what to say. But these are some very powerful clearing statements and visualizations using the light tools. And they are here to help us. And I want everyone to be empowered. Thus, the name of your podcast. Great. I say empowered, but they can be empowered because we're working on the inside. And it's spiritual hygiene. And it's easy and it's simple. And we can make it hard, or we can just make it a spiritual exercise every day to connect in our heart, ground to the earth, connect to source, return to our heart in neutral, and then call in our guides of 100% pure divine light. And ask for our highest and greatest good to be done for ourselves and for all concerned. And just see what comes and play with it, interact with it, because that helps you enhance your intuition, your imagination, and build that, strengthen that relationship with the divine, because there are beings of light that want to work with you. And sometimes they're like, hello, trying to reach you, but we're not aware. But if we open ourselves up to be aware and allow that truth to come to us, we can be so empowered to follow the energy that's light and follow the energy that we know in our heart is true and good for us. So there's a lot I could say about that, but I thought I'd stop right there for now and see what else is next.
Oh, it was so good, Tracy. And so, right, it's so important for, like, we can ask for help, but there's times when we need someone to help us, like a healer. Yeah. But eventually we have to take the responsibility ourselves and do some of this practice.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I get a little bit like, about the word responsibility, like, oh God, one more thing to do kind of thing. But then if I break down the word like response, it's how I respond. Mm-hmm. And I have the ability to do that, you know, to actually be empowered and be sovereign. And to take care of myself and obviously ask for help from our invisible realms. And I do really, really, really want to stress the 100% pure divine light. Because before I had my first clearing, I thought I was working with, let's say, the Great White Brotherhood or Saint Germain and Jesus and all this kind of thing. But then when I had my first clearing, Vicki Cashman, my teacher for the multidimensional body balancing, she said, she called in my guides of 100% pure divine light, and she kept waiting. And I was like, a pause. And I was like, what's going on? And she said, oh, there's a changing of the guard. And I'm just waiting. And I'm like, wow, I didn't have that awareness before. So I really stress that. Call in 100% pure divine light, even if that's your intention. I think it's really good to really be clear.
Yes. And to be aware that there are varying degrees of help, right? So you want help that has your highest and best intentions. So you need to ask for, words are very important, right? So you're saying 100% pure divine light for a reason.
Yes. Yes, I think it's very helpful. And that way, because the astral plane can be kind of trickery is there, you know? I remember taking a workshop one time, I think it was called Dream Walker. It was with Tobias up in Denver, and he was teaching us how to assist people to die gracefully. And I remember a voice in my head was like my godfather. His name was Joe Horn. And he's like, hi, honey, how are you? I mean, it was like really like the intonation, that the Southern accent, all of that. And then I remembered that law that if you ask three times, they have to tell you the truth. And I said, are you really Joe Horn? Yeah. Are you really Joe Horn? It was kind of quiet. They didn't answer. And then, are you really Joe Horn? And it was like, no. I was like, okay, be gone. Go away. So, you know, I don't want them to prey on us, you know, and the light in the dark is available to us, and it has to be here to have the contrast to learn our lessons, and maybe even for the physical form of the universe and the quantum field and all of that. And what I want to share about the light in the dark is that those wounds and disconnects can look like a lot darker color. It not necessarily is an entity, but sometimes we do have things that are attached to us. And light, at a scale of 1 to 10, light is at 10. And then the dark, whatever you want to label them, archdemons, blah, 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 I'm not even going to give them any energy, can be 9 to 1. But the light always prevails. The dark never reaches level 10. So I want to honor everyone if they ever feel fearful, is you just tell that energy to go. You're in charge. You're, you know, it's light and sound. Light is what we are, but we seem like we're solid and physical. And my voice right now is vibration, is frequency. And it almost doesn't matter what I'm saying. It's the energy behind it, the frequency behind it, that source code, if you will, of our tonation. And if you command something to leave, it has to follow you. It has to lead. You lead and it leaves if you tell it to. So you're always in charge. So I'm trying to work with that fear that we all have, fear of dying, fear, you know, it's just sort of an illusion. And so we just have to just recenter ourselves, go to neutral, call in our guides of 100% pure divine light and ask for help and guidance. And then use your own thoughts and feelings. If what you think is happening, tell it to go. If it's not in your highest and greatest good, it can't come. Can't be around you. It's not allowed.
Right? You're in charge.
Definitely. We are a soul in body. And we forget that, you know, and, you know, ascension is like, oh, let me go out of body and rise up into the heavens and be happy and all that. When in fact, I think we're supposed to like descend into our body and then fill up all of our bodies as whole and complete in this oneness, in this wholeness, in this field of love that's all around us. And it depends on our attitude. That's the first step in healing. And it depends on our perspective. And I think perception is everything. And we can choose our perspective. We can choose to see clearly. We can ask for help and we can get it. We always get it. They are, you know, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah. And just being human, I mean, brings this, what you're talking about is a challenge. And that's why we're here, right? We're here because it's a challenge. And so to master what you're saying is possibly the most important thing.
I think so. Because then you have a happier life, you know, you're in control, you know, and then you got to take that word again, responsibility. Because if you created something that's not so great, you got to like, look at that and go, wow, And you know, in my elder years here now, it's kind of like, oh, everything is a gift. I didn't realize that. I always thought I was sometimes being a victim, but no, everything is, if you look back at some of those really hard times in your life, they really shaped you to be who you are now. And it was a blessing in disguise, and everything is a gift. So I am working on that and looking at everything as a gift, even if I'm stressed or whatever, you know, it's just, I can change the way I see the world and be in the world. I can choose to be kind. I can choose to be kind to myself. I can choose to be kind to others, or I can be having a little hissy fit, and that doesn't serve anyone. But sometimes those hissy fits need to happen so you can express that energy and go, well, okay, now that's done. What's next?
Hissy fit makes it clear.
Right. Clears the way.
So even physical illness, you know, which we often see is not such a gift, but really it is, because it's a mirror of what's going on in those other energetic bodies.
Yeah, I think oftentimes that things, patterns, behaviors, attitudes, thoughts, feelings, emotions that we think over and over and over again, kind of like our own patterns, they can, if it's not for our highest good, or, you know, what if there is karma, and what if we're supposed to learn this lesson, but it can resolve itself. And I think that it takes a long time for it to manifest into the physical body. But then you think of infants or people that come in that are just born that have physical ailments. Who knows the story? I try not to get into the mental body too much about that, and just trust that it's for our highest and greatest good, and to have compassion for what we're going through. But I think that, you know, whether it's in our soul body, etheric body, things can start out there where it's not as dense. And then eventually, if something doesn't change, it can manifest physically. And it is cumulative. I mean, I've been kind of like funny my whole life. I was like a teenager reading about nutrition at the pool in a book, like What Your Doctor Never Told You About Nutrition. So I've always been interested in health and wellness. Mm-hmm. And so I learned at 25 that it's like, wow, everything that we do is cumulative and it builds up. So I'm fortunate to have really a healthy body, pretty healthy emotions, healthy thoughts. But I've worked at it, but not like consciously. It's just because my lifestyle, it's a lifestyle. You know, I meditate, I don't drink, I don't smoke. I used to be, you know, then I thought, wait, I'm fun. I don't need to do that. I don't need to have substances from the outer world to alter my inner worlds, because I can have amazing experiences on the inner that's just so filled with love and light. It's so much better than any kind of alcohol or pot or any of that could offer me. I don't know why I went there, but okay.
No, it's good. It's good. So you do something called transmosis healing.
Yes.
What is that? Like, is it what you're talking about plus a little more?
Yeah, it's okay. So I've asked everybody, I was working with someone doing Reiki, and I heard the word transmosis on the inner. So I wrote it down, and I asked all the channelers and people that would know, should know, could know, and nobody knew. So I went within and I asked, and this is the definition of transmosis. It's an unconscious transfer and assimilation of higher energies to raise the recipient's energy to equal the source energy. So I don't talk like that. So I knew it was, you know, divine inspiration and conscious and unconscious transfer and assimilation of higher energies to raise the recipient's energy to equal the source energy. So everybody experienced a little bit of it when we went into that protocol, but I've taken almost every energy work class available. And I will sprinkle in some access consciousness, healing touch, using the pendulum to make sure the chakras are open. So anything, you know, so it's an integrated, unique, integrated body of work that I would love to teach and empower others to do for themselves. So I'm in the process of writing up a course, but in the meantime, I'm just doing one-on-one sessions. I don't want to say just, but I want to reach more people to empower the world so that they can heal themselves, because we can do this. And if I can just pave the way to help others do that, for me, I share what I hear and what I see. And I'm not necessarily clairvoyant where I see with my eyes open, but sometimes I do see pinpoints of light and things like that. But on the inner, it's almost like dreaming. It's like going on a soul journey. And I describe what I hear and I see based on what the guides of 100% pure divine light are bringing forth into the field when I'm working with someone. So I think by me describing what I hear and I see, and the person hearing it, it's like when you were a child and your loved one was reading you a story, and they might describe a scene in the book that they're reading to you from, and you imagine it a certain way. So the imagination, I think that's where the alchemy actually happens, where I will share what I hear and I see, and the person receives it in their own unique way. And then it's invisible, and it's like a flow. And I think the alchemy, the spiritual alchemy, happens not only through my words, because sometimes what happens now, I have a map, and everything that a block could be in, whether it's in a certain body or a certain system, or is a chakra flipped. I mean, I have a map, and I work with all of that to start. But what happens now is like the light takes over. The light, all of a sudden, I'm with someone, and then it's just like, all I see is golden light. I think the guides are really working with you. And then my body gets really hot, and I know that I'm like a vehicle, and that energy is just innately, divinely supporting and assisting the individual receiving the session in their high. And so I feel like I'm not useless, but it's like, okay, I'm just hanging out here and all I'm seeing is golden white light. So I can't say anything, but I keep talking. And then the frequency comes through the voice. So it's light and sound, and the divine knows what it's doing better than any human being. And that's how I think the alchemy works. Sometimes I touch the body. I don't need to. It could be on Zoom. And it's pretty miraculous, and it's kind of evolving and growing even further as I concentrate and do this work more and more full time.
So that's so beautiful. So people can reach out and do that with you one-on-one, and you're developing something so you can help more.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a website, tracywhittit.com. I'll spell it TracyWhittit.com. And also, you know, and you can schedule a session on there on Zoom, or if you're in the Santa Fe, New Mexico area, you can come on by the home office here and we can work in person. But it's very effective long distance, because you don't have to get up and drive anywhere and get back in your body immediately. I mean, you can just relax. And I record it. So sometimes there's some really good information that I can bring through. It's like I go up and get the information, and then I share what I hear and I see in it. It seems to deepen when people listen to the recording later, the audio recording. But I also wanted to mention a gift for your listeners is that on my website, tracywhittit.com, there's a book section. And my girlfriends and I, two other ladies, Vicki Brown and Sandra Lee Serio, we wrote a book together called The Magi Within, Unlocking the Gifts of the Inner Self. And I offer it for free on my website. It's a PDF, so you'd have to print it, or look at it on your computer, or you can go to Amazon and buy it or whatever. But I'm all about empowering people. So this is a perfect podcast for us to be with each other on. And we did the artwork with each chapter. So the Magi Within is getting in touch with your inner world, your inner magi, your intuition. And we picked letters A through Z, and we wrote a chapter for each. Like A is awareness, E is energy, K is kindness, that kind of a thing. And you can just think of a letter, and you can just go ahead and be with that chapter that day. And we did artwork to go with it. So that is also very activating. And it's also in the book. So yeah, it's just to empower you. We have some questions, that little meditation that I kind of took us through in the beginning. Going into the center of the head and all of that, and just centering, that's part of it. And then you just be with, let's say, magic for the day. And it's like a journal, it's a workbook, and you can write in your own workbook and journal and just be with yourself. You know, it's to reconnect that relationship with your inner worlds, which is where all the juice and power is.
Thank you. Yeah, because, you know, you can intuitively pick a letter, right? And that's most important for you that day. And
okay, what's yours? What's yours, Jane?
Oh, my letter?
Yeah.
M.
Did you say M?
Yeah.
Magic.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Good. Then you would be with magic for the rest of the day or that day and answer the four questions that just expand the energy to think about it. And then you just notice how magic shows up in your life, you know, and however you discern magic to be. And it's really cute. The artwork is like this blue background with this top hat, like if a rabbit was going to come out of it with all this silver, beautiful light coming out of it. It's really fun. I think you guys will enjoy the book, The Magi Within.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful. So I will include those links in the show notes so people can find it easily.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Tracy, is there any last words, anything you want to leave us with?
I'm just getting impressed. I just heard the words, love yourself, because that's really what it's all about. If you love yourself, you care for yourself, you take care of yourself, you know, self-responsibility, then life just blossoms in ways that you never could have imagined yourself to receive. You know, it's all about that self-love. They're like, oh, I don't deserve that, whatever, you know, all those woundings that get in the way. But as you clear more and more in the mornings or in the evenings or both, just be loving to yourself. That's it. Just self-love. Yeah.
Beautiful. And even if you fall off for a bit, just get yourself back on.
Exactly. You just notice it and go, oh, look at that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tracy. That was just jam-packed full of beautiful insights and loving, caring information. So it was really enjoyable.
Oh, good. I hope it helps. Thank you so much.
And for everyone out there, don't forget, don't give away your power to anyone else. Be the creator of your own life. Spiral up, spiral out.
And remember, don't give away your power to anyone else. Be the creator of your own life. You can find more inspiring episodes on 14 different platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, and empoweredhealth.com. Be a part of Thrive Tribes. Be the change in Thrivevolution at thrivetribehub.com. And join me and my fellow change makers at Health Tribe, Body, Mind, and Soul on Facebook. Spiral up, spiral out.